What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Want to get to know one of your talented neighbors? Christy Billings, a Stonington native, has a show of black and white photographs up at the Blue Hill Co-op this month. You might know her from her book, Sea Witch, Photographs, Poems, and Forget-Me-Nots from a Mainer Growing Up, published in 2023. Or perhaps you remember the marvelous interview with Peter Neal that aired on our very own WERU last year, March 1st, 2024. You can find that in the archives of The Painted Furs. A poet, a collector, and an observer, Christy tends to gravitate toward things others may pass by, and that some may find unsettling. Life and art are sometimes uncomfortable, she has said. I like it when both make me take notice, hold my breath, and stand straighter. Again, her work will be up at the Blue Hill Co-op all this month. Belfast Senior College announced its spring semester lineup, including a variety of topics such as history, literature, architecture, climate change, astrology, drawing, boating, and even Bob Dylan. Registration opens on the 5th of March, and classes start on the 24th at various locations. This got me curious, so I investigated. Belfast is part of Maine's Senior College Network, which offers both in-person and online classes around the state. It's learning for fun, so there are no tests, no papers, and no grades. Turns out there are 17 senior colleges in Maine and 6,500 members across the state. Each senior college plans exciting, intellectually stimulating, non-credit courses taught by volunteers and provides a range of exciting learning opportunities for adults over 50. You can visit maineseniorcollege.org to see the many classes that are available across the state, but only if you're old enough. Next up in Haystack Mountain School of Crafts CAMP, which stands for Community Artist and Maker Program, is an evening of tapered candle decorating. On Thursday, March 6th, 5 to 7 p.m. in Deer Isle Village, wax-based puff paint and beeswax sheets will be used to decorate tapered candles. They're safe to burn, but they're going to be so beautiful you're not going to want to. You need to register. You can do that at haystack-mtn.org/camps. Also on Thursday night, in Belfast, it's preview night. Becky's new car is a wild ride out of Becky's mundane existence. Revving the engine of temptation and speeding down the road of excitement, Becky faces the risk of crashing her marriage and her sense of self. This show will continue for 2 weekends at the Basil Burwell Community Theater in Belfast. For tickets and for more information, go to belfastmaskers.com. Mythic Heart Theater down in Camden is offering A Midwinter Journey, a pop-up performance weekend this Friday and Saturday. It's happening at Red Door Barn in Camden, and the note does say, bring your cozy socks or inside shoes. There's an evocative video available at their website, Mythic Heart Theater, and that's theater with an R-E, .com. Again, the shows are happening this weekend, Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th. Were you able to catch, back in October, Word Literary Festival's evening with Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson and Dr. Charlie Rolski? If not, you can go to the WERU archives and check out the link for that event. It's under the Word Literary Festival offerings. But you'll have another chance to see Dr. Johnson alive and in person when the Stonington Opera House, on Friday, March 7th, 6 to 8 p.m., Talk of the Towns is offering a program, What If We Get It Right? Futures for Maine's Coastal Fishing Communities. The Town of Stonington, Opera House Arts, and the Island Institute are joining together for this special event, and they're bringing in Dr. Johnson, who's author of What If We Get It Right? Visions of Climate Futures. She's also the Rue Distinguished Scholar at Bowdoin College. The evening's going to open with a social hour at 6, with food sponsored by LL Frijoles, and the event itself will start at 7. I've mentioned WERU Archives a few times this morning. Wondering how to get there? WERU.org. Look for the Public Affairs and Spoken Word tab on the first page, then select Archive. You'll be amazed what you can find there. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?